Yeah, my name's Bob Gammer, and I am the Northern Community Relations Manager for BC Hydro. I'm based in Prince George. And I've been in this role for 10 years now.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Bob. You mentioned that you are the Northern representative there. So what communities do you serve in your role there for BC Hydro? Is it from Prince George to Prince Rupert, or what's your territory?
Yeah, our territory, we sometimes like to joke, it's larger than the country of France. Northern Community Relations region goes from just south of 100 Mile House in the south, all the way up to the BC-Yukon border, and then from Haida Gwaii on the north coast of British Columbia, west there, and heading east all the way to the BC-Alberta border.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea that it was that big. I wonder, and this is kind of more of like a statistical look at things, but what type of communities are mostly affected by weather that then results in power outages? So, you know, small remote communities, villages surrounded by forest. What's kind of like the typical setup for the places that seem to be the most affected by power outages due to weather?
Typically, those would be communities that are a little more remote. And on power lines that we call radial lines, in other words, they're long lines that don't have any kind of a loop to them that they feed back into another power line or into a substation. So in other words, there's only one direction that power flows. And so if something happens in that long line, it can cut off all the customers downstream from that point. And so those are typically the hardest hit areas, or that can see higher frequencies of power outages or longer duration power outages. So we generate the power, we deliver it to the customer, we look after the system of wires that electricity is delivered over, and we bill the customer. So yeah, we are from start to finish responsible for everything in that chain.
Okay, so that's kind of a unique perspective to have into communities, and I guess also the state of emergency that our climate is in, because from your purview, you see it, you hear from communities, you're witnessing, treacherous or unprecedented weather patterns that are then affecting people and communities. So what, in your opinion, are the most pressing issues to your client base in the coming year, I guess, in regards to power outages, both planned, and then if you can comment on this, unplanned as well, due to, force majeure, things that are outside of your control?
Mm-hmm. So we want our customers to be prepared. And as a company, we also are preparing for what could be a challenging storm season. And so our meteorologists have been looking at how this fall and into the winter could go based on what's happened so far this year. And of course, we had high heat. We had the now famous heat dome at the very end of June and early July, where we saw record temperatures almost everywhere in BC. And then drought, so dry weather with that, making things difficult for vegetation, stressing trees and leaving them in a state where winter weather could topple them over or put them into contact with our power lines. Mm-hmm. And so we want customers to be aware of this. We're bracing for that. We're preparing. We're trying to minimize the impacts of that. But we do want customers to expect that we could see more outages this winter because of what's happened so far this year.
And what strategies are you employing to minimize and prepare, as you mentioned?
Mm-hmm. So, what we like to do year round, as best we can, is vegetation management. So, it's a fancy word for or term for tree trimming, slashing and pruning of trees, keeping them away from our power lines. Most of the power lines that you see going to your home or to your business are called distribution lines. Those are lower voltage lines, still a lot of power, still very dangerous, but they're lower voltage in comparison to transmission lines. So those are the lines that you are probably most familiar with. With those lines, we only have about a 5 meter buffer between vegetation and the line, with just a space to keep branches away. And you know, in a climate that BC has, which is very favorable for growing trees in the most part, we need to manage those trees regularly, and we do cycles of vegetation management. So we do that tree trimming to keep those tree branches away. We look for trees that are diseased or leaning already. Maybe they're weakened from things like the drought we've talked about, and we'll go in and selectively harvest or remove those trees that are most likely to fall over onto our power lines.
Yeah, absolutely. Holy, I read a press release from BC Hydro, which kind of led me to learning a little more about the weather patterns, and then also the El Nina weather patterns, which are coming up, which then will be colder and without enough time for the trees to get hydrated again. It just makes it for kind of perfect conditions for trees to blow over this winter. So I wonder then, when the weather is colder, what is BC Hydro's stance on best ways to be prepared for communities that it might actually take a little bit longer to get the power back up this year?
Well, because it is difficult to predict, you know, how much damage a storm may cause to a community or a neighborhood, and how long a power outage will last, we want our customers to think about being prepared just as much as we do. And so it's important to have a well-stocked emergency kit. So things that can get you through, in the worst-case scenario, probably as the first 72 hours. Just as like as if there was an earthquake or something like that. So stocking that emergency kit with things like a flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit, non-perishable food and water. You may not be able to get at the food that you normally rely on, or you might even be stuck in your neighborhood behind trees down on the road, or power lines down on across the road. So make sure you have what you can get. Keep yourself going for the first couple or 3 days. I know that's a worst case scenario. Most of the time, thankfully, we can get power back on in just a few hours, but it's much better to be prepared just in case.
And are there any what's the next planned power outage coming up for our area?
We have an outage that's going to affect 10,000 customers coming up on Sunday, October 3rd. It's 10 hours long. Going to run from 5 a.m. that morning till 3 in the afternoon. And it's going to affect a large area going from Cedarvale in the west and up to about Gitignau, and then into the Hazeltons and the Kispeaux Valley, and coming back towards Whitsett, and then into the Smithers, Telqua area, and as far west as about Quick. So that's quite a large area. 10,000 customers, as we do work on a transmission line that feeds all of those customers into and are fed out of ultimately from the Smithers substation. So that's to repair a damaged transmission crossing in around the Telqua River. And so we had part one of an outage that affected all these customers just a few weeks ago. And so this is part two that gets everything fixed up and in its right configuration. So that'll be the end of the repair work for this project. So that's Sunday, October 3rd.
Yeah, and I guess that I'll just mention two things to our listeners, and that is that if you do have a wood-burning fire stove in your house, to maybe get that checked out and inspected to make sure that that is ready to go for this fall and winter, because I know that it's snapped to very cold and very wet quickly in the north. And also that this radio station, CSEK 93.9 FM, we do have our backup generators, and one of the things that we are as one of the services that we offer as a community radio station is also as an emergency broadcast station. So if you're able to get the radio signal, then you'll be able to stay tuned to CSEK 93.9 FM. Well, Bob, this has been very enlightening, and I really appreciate your time today. Is there anything that I didn't ask today that you think is important for our listeners to know?
I think it's important, just like you're encouraging your listeners to stay close to your radio station for updates. You can also look for updates on your mobile device if you look at bchydro.com/outages, and that way you can stay up on the latest outage information. We update those outage pages regularly, and so that's another way to just keep in touch with the latest information.
Excellent. Thank you for that addition as well. Bob Gammer, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with us today at CSEK News. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much, Pamela. It was good to speak with you.